One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 5, The Good News, by Dr. Mark Smith. Scripture passage, I have come so that they may have life and have it in abundance. John 10:10. What comes to mind when I mention the name Billy Graham? Some would say he was America's pastor, while others describe him as the Pope of Protestant America. Richard Nixon was quoted as saying, Billy Graham was the most able and the best trained man for the job, probably in American history. Without any doubt, we can all agree that God used Billy Graham to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. Billy Graham had a passion for telling others about God's gracious gift of salvation through his Son. Even today, after his death, his legacy and ministry lives on. With only a few keystrokes on the World Wide Web, you can find the answer of how to know Jesus. Here are the simple steps Billy Graham's ministry shares. Step 1. God loves you and has a plan for you. The Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly, a complete life full of purpose. John 10:10. Step 2. Here's the problem. Man is sinful and separated from God. We have all done, thought, or said bad things, which the Bible calls sin. The Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. The result of sin is death, spiritual separation from God. Romans 6:23. The good news? Step 3. God sent his Son to die for your sins. Jesus died in our place so that we could have a relationship with God and be with him forever. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. But it didn't end with his death on the cross. He rose again and still lives. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Jesus is the only way to God. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. Step 4. Would you like to receive God's forgiveness? We can't earn salvation. We are saved by God's grace when we have faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. All you have to do is believe you are a sinner, that Christ died for your sins, and ask his forgiveness. Then turn from your sins. That's called repentance. Jesus Christ knows you and loves you. What matters to him is the attitude of your heart, your honesty. We suggest praying the prayer below to accept Christ as your Savior. Let us pray now. The prayer from Billy Graham Institute. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe that he died for my sin and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my Savior and follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Guide my life and help me do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Reflect upon the following. Did you pray this prayer today? If so, praise the Lord and welcome to God's great family. We're excited that you have made the decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. This is the most important and greatest day of your life. Have you prayed a prayer similar to this in the past? If so, as best as you can remember, would you write the date you surrendered to Christ and made Him the Lord of your life? Consider taking the following action step. If you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, please call the NCBAM Hope Line at 866-578-4673 and let us celebrate with you. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.